Okay, we're going to start our meeting tonight with pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about these items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. We usually have a beautiful timer over there, but it's getting here. Please step up to the speaker podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name if it's a weird one, please. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by a majority vote. Okay, we're going to have approval of the minutes of December 11th, 2025 meeting. Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve.
Second. All agree?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Approval of the agenda for the January 15th meeting. Okay. Have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All in seconds. Informational items. We're going to receive a presentation from Nevada Energy representative.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. At this time, I do not see it happening. Okay, we're going to receive a report from the Indian Springs Library.
I'm already up. My name's Chris Singer. I'm the library assistant over at our library. It's pretty much the standard stuff you guys always hear me talk about. We're still running open lunch every Tuesday from 2:30 to 4:30. We have started a new program for kids and adults. This is one of our first kind of all intergenerational programs. It's called Chess Guild. Every Thursday starting at 2:30, we're inviting you to come down and help the next generation learn how to play chess, get out of the house, have some fun. We are still doing our free lunches every day we're open. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is from 2:30 to 4:30. And on Saturdays, that's from 1 to 3. Yoga classes, they're going really well. We're still doing chair yoga and mat yoga alternating Tuesdays at 10 at the library. It is before we open, so you don't have to worry about people wandering in and out. We do have an amazing yoga instructor who travels out from Vegas to teach us. Our next true crime will be Wednesday, January 28th, and we're taking a deep dive into the Black Dahlia case. So join us for that if you like true crime. We also want to remind everybody that we do a Saturday food pickup. So we do a food rescue every Saturday, starting at 11:30. Our first round goes to 2:25. Then we take a half hour break, bring everything out, and anybody who's already come through can return at 3 o'clock and get more of what they need. Our big event that's coming up is January 27th is our Winterfest. We are currently doing our Winter Reading Challenge. If you think you can do 5 hours of reading from January 1st to the end of January, you qualify. That means emails, magazines, audiobooks, any of it. We have some great sign-up prizes for just coming in and signing up, and then we have raffles as well. So, another thing that you guys need to know. February 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we have the Healthy Together Vision Mobile coming out. So they're doing free eye exams with free glasses. So if you need glasses and you're doing your eye exam to get it out, they'll be back in 4 weeks with an optometrist to fit you for those glasses. So I have flyers here for anyone who needs them. Obviously, if you need glasses, this might be a little too small. So we have big flyers on the doors you can also take pictures of. I know without my glasses, there is no reading this. So I do have flyers. Any questions? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We received a report from the Kenyon Springs Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Gary. I'm the Kenyon Springs Volunteer Fire Department Chief.
Thank you.
So far this year, 15 days, we only ran 7 calls. That's almost one call every 2 days. If you're gonna burn, please, I'm gonna keep enforcing this until I'm dead or blue in the face, whatever comes first. You guys need to call me, because if Creech sees it, they're gonna send their whole unit, and it's just a waste of resources. So. Just give me a call. I put it out to our crew. I call them, and then that way they can stand down. We are going to try to do a 4th of July this year. So we're going to start planning for this thing. And we will be doing baseball for the kids.
Concessions,
I'm sorry. Any questions?
For the 4th of July, are you looking for any volunteers of any kind?
We're looking for volunteers all the time.
Okay, what would you ideally like?
Somebody to help serve the food, somebody to maybe help run.
Set up and take down.
Set up and take down is the biggest thing. Maybe run some games, stuff like that. Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, a report from the Metropolitan Police Department.
Hi, Austin Brumden, Metro Police. Start out with the stats that we had over the last year. So for out here, we had 1,136 calls for the entire year of last year, well, to date now. And then some proactive events like car stops, like person stops, 253. And then between arrest and sites, we've had 185 between the two here. And then so National Night Out was a huge success. They redo, like, I think it was like, say, triple the attendance we were expecting. So, awesome. And then we're going to have a new deputy chief at the end of January, Noel Roberts. He's been a captain at a Enterprise Area Command. Anyways.
You said end of February?
Officer,
that's what I thought.
Alberg over there. Say hi, everybody. He'll be joining us full time next month or in the next week. So he's replacing another officer that we have leaving, going back to town. And that's pretty much all I got. Any questions?
Could you say your name one more time?
Officer Malberg. Malburg. First name's Harrison.
What?
Harrison.
As in Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You've heard that your whole life, huh?
Yeah.
Looks like you have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, the Manning's expected to stay the same?
Correct.
Yeah. For the entire year.
Yeah, we're just replacing a body.
Just a swap.
I didn't know if you're allowed to increase in Manning or not.
Yeah, we've been trying to do that, get it up to 12, but
wasn't there an approval, but there's steps that kind of need to take
like
place?
The bodies at the Northwest Area Command, apparently they don't have enough bodies. So
theirs takes precedence over ours?
Like the whole
Northwest Command?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was approved, correct?
It was approved, but they didn't have the bodies to send to us. So
it's still in progress.
It takes a while to train somebody up to, I know it's probably like, we do a lot more stuff than they do out there, obviously, and in town. And they just, we just can't have guys come, you know, like this guy. You know, he's gotta come up and like learn like stuff and whatever. Different classes, like 4x4 classes, truck classes, CSI classes, have to be rifle certified, et cetera, et cetera.
So there's more included here than there is in town for training?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. Just training with search and rescue, we have to do all our own CSI stuff, our traffic accidents. They don't do that in town. We do our own traffic. Like if there's an accident out here, we have to handle.
Okay.
And they don't do that. So that's why it's kind of tough to get new bodies. Just can't like, you know, throw somebody up here and be like, here you go. But we're working on it.
Do you have anything to present that encampment?
Yeah, our encampment there behind Terribles is up again and running.
Uh-huh.
And people stay in there still.
Okay.
They come out during the day and they go in there in the night.
Uh-huh.
So get more and more trash throughout the whole area.
Isn't that where I was gone in Japan for like 2 weeks? So I've been gone. They got rid of
the guy
that was living out there.
The guy that was living out there.
But the female still stayed.
What's her name? Brandy.
And
Bree.
The man, yeah.
Bree.
Bree.
Bree. Bree. Bree. Bree. Bree.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunate. Some old time.
Now we have resources to be able to get rid of that stuff. Like a homeless liaison that we can talk to in town. I don't know if that's been brought up before.
No.
No?
Not that I know of.
I heard the encampment?
No.
So we were told that we have to get the owner of that property to trespass them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So how do we get a hold of that owner? So we need to get a way to have a way to get a hold of that owner.
If you kind of look at it, I thought, okay, I went by there once and there was a dumpster and they had a machine and they were moving stuff. And then if you notice, there's a big pile of stuff off the guy's property. It's the same people that own the property with Terribles.
Right.
It's
Ron. Oh,
yeah.
Ron.
I thought he had cleaned it up, but then whatever was left, they just put on somebody else's property. So you need to find out that person, too, I think, now.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So Ron is the one.
Yeah. But it's just getting worse.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
every
spreading.
Time we come in, come back home,
I'm sorry.
It's just...
Yeah, it's a mess. I've been in there looking for...
I'm sure. I mean, it'll probably be on the assessor's website, unless it's an LLC.
He's
got extra time to talk to
you. Guys, you got to discard him.
Yeah.
And that land is Maureen Benjamin's.
Maureen Benjamin's.
Yeah.
So our COP does like homeless like problems or whatever, for lack of a better word, in town. They're called community oriented policing. We have a spot down in town that handles.
Oriented policing.
They handle like issues like homelessness.
We got the
so what
tonight.
We do is get them to contact you.
You don't need to do anything. We'll get them.
I'm sorry.
I'll get our sergeant to contact. He worked in our COP division down there. So that's what they do. They get in contact with the owners of the property and then. What they do in town, they work wonders. They like get rid of these things,
awesome.
Clear it all out. That's it.
Any other questions?
Definitely nice work.
Got a two-part question.
Shoot.
Are you enforcing e-scooters and e-bikes? And the other one is, you were trolling McFarland?
McFarland.
The speeders?
So I'm going to do with speeders on McFarland?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
McFarland, Sky, Raleigh.
Kids on e-bikes and like that, they're running the stop sign. Last week, almost I hit one.
Yeah.
They're not stopping.
Well, lately up on Raleigh, they're doubling up on the quads.
Yeah, they're not following county laws.
Flying up and down Raleigh, and some of them don't even have headlights, and it's after dark.
And then blowing through that stop sign right there at the corner.
Yeah.
Actually, they're going. They're going. Either way, they're just they're coming in and out. It's just, it's freaking nuts. If you ever need any footage, I got it, a lot of it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of us being there. So doing like an enforcement. Well,
but if you're there, they ain't gonna do it.
Oh, of course not. But for hiding out somewhere.
Yeah. You can set up camp in my yard or in my house if you want.
I don't know.
And they can go right behind my shipping crate. Does that help?
Jamie, you barbecue well.
My question is, your safety and traffic department, they've opened up now, right? With Metro, you have a new department that's dealing with safety and traffic. Uh-huh. Could they promote assemblies at the schools so these kids can see kids with heads split open, laying with pools of blood on the ground, you know, that they got hit on an e-bike, just like they did the DARE program?
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of things will start sinking in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, right, they're just going to think it's a fun and games until they get caught or dead.
Yeah. We're seeing
so that's a proactive way to build against.
Being a first person. Yeah. It's not fun.
That's a very good idea. Because they have a new department for traffic. So. Looking for solutions. Hopefully.
What was the second part to your question?
The speeder on McFarland.
All of the issues here. Yeah, something we can have our residents out here, like we have the two residents. I don't come out here very often, but we have the two that live out here, so
right,
we can talk to them. And
sit the two regular officers?
We're, yeah. So primarily, when I did enforcement here, you can have them sit at the church, like hide out in that tree, like I used to hide out. Catch them on the radar.
Yeah, right there, right there. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen you guys there before, but
yeah, I like sitting there when I do it.
They come off that freeway and they just pass Family Dollar. They just, mm-hmm, they're probably doing like 45 miles an hour. Just,
yeah.
It's
been a little long. It's been since I've used this because
I've got some cars come up on me so quick. Sometimes.
I'm here for Tracy because she's not. She's off for a couple weeks. She's starting up her toddler play date again. It's going to be Tuesdays from 10 to 11. It's for zero to pre-K, and the parent or caregiver would have to stay with the child. It's not a drop-off program. They're doing this youth self-defense and training education. The person that does it did it in Vegas for a long, long time. And I'm going to elaborate because I talked to her about it. It's not like the same thing every week. It's like she changes things up, and it's kind of like an exercise teaching the self-defense at the same time. And she's very, very good. And that's going to start February 6th, and it runs for 4 weeks, and it costs $10. But she's a very good instructor, very, very good.
$10
for the four sessions.
For all four sessions?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, $250 a session.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's worth it. You know, it really is.
When you said February 6th, 4 weeks, is it like Saturdays? Is it once a week?
Friday.
February Every
6th, Friday. February 13th, 20th, 27th. And there's a flyer around the corner if you want to grab one. It says ages 9 to 6 from 5:30 to 6:15. Ages 14 to 18 from 6:30 to 7:15. And like I said, she's right here. It says conflict prevention, situational awareness, techniques for de-escalation. I mean, she's really into that kind of thing. Really a wonderful person. Is that it? Did I get it?
You got it.
Then baseball. Sign-ups are February 10th. I'm not going to go over everything because there's some changes this year. There's flyers if you want one. That's the best thing. come on up and read the flyer, and Tracy can give her a little orientation. It is up here, February 10th, T-ball ages 4 to 7. We'll start at 6. And then all rookies and minors ages 8 to 14 will start at 7. Okay? And then there was a meeting next door, so I don't have a lot, but Mallory, I don't know her maiden name. I mean, her maiden name's Frost. I don't know her married name.
Oh,
yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We all know her.
Shoot,
Mallory.
What is her name?
She's trying to start up Girl Scouts. She's an leader, and there's a couple other people that have gone through. You'll be seeing a flyer next week or so of what they determined, dates, times, all that. But from my understanding, there was a whole bunch of people up there. So if you know anybody whose kid's interested, it's open to everybody. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk about the park. Yes, the lights don't work. When they did the walkthrough a week before, the lights worked.
It rained.
I don't know what happened. It has been put in for repair, and from my understanding, it's under warranty. So that's actually a good thing.
That's good.
The guy who built it will come out and fix it, you know. So we're waiting on that. And then I don't know if you guys saw, but Tracy put out onto the Facebook that we are going to do a test run with leaving the bathrooms open. They will be open from 5:30 Friday till 5:30 Sunday. If we don't have problems, we'll look into extending that. If we have problems, we're going to shut them back down. Problems in the past. People living in it.
Yeah.
Oh. People doing other things in it. People leaving drug paraphernalia in there. So if you guys
people
starting fires. Yeah, it was crazy. So if any of that behavior starts, we're going to have to shut it back down. So if you see anything, get on them and tell them to stop. Because I am telling you, my dad lives there. I go there every night. There's at least 20 or 30 cars every day. It's been a huge success. And I would like to be able to leave the bathrooms open. Okay, any questions? Okay, Gary, a coffee?
No, nothing crazy yet, right? It's a
They're going to just, nothing. We just, it's going to start this week.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't been started yet, but nothing crazy's happened as of yet. Are we going to talk about
trash cans up there?
No, but I can talk to him about that.
Okay. Because all those water bottles that certain commissioners were everywhere.
So we want to look into bringing some active trash cans. Okay, I'm going to throw this out there.
That's on local orders for you.
No, it's for county.
For Michelle, okay.
No, no. That's Clark County Parks and Recs Park.
Can we put a work order in to have them bring any stationary garbage barrels versus having barrels?
I don't know if they will do that, but
because
I will talk to them.
To have test site barrels painted green on a $5 million park.
Those aren't test site barrels. They're the barrels that they use in the county.
But they came from the test site originally. We used out here around the ball field. They came from Rick Malloy. Okay. But
they're the same type of
barrels. Barrels will get tipped over in the wind. They will also get vandalized by kids that are bored. So if we could have those ones that have the wire around them and the can sits down in it.
All we can do is request from Clark County Parks and Rec. I will put in the request. But if you walk around, those trash cans are permanent. I watched them empty them. I watched him take off the top. I watched him pull out the back. So the ones right around the playground possibly might be what you're talking about. But the ones around the track, I watched the guy empty them.
And then the barrels can go back to the ball field where they belong.
I'm not saying yes or no. I would put in the suggestion.
Okay.
And we have talked to people about the benches. Because the original thing had benches, and they're not there. So that's another thing. No guarantee, but we're in talks about getting benches around the walk area. Yes, Mr. Gary.
And asphalt for that last 60 feet from the street to the park.
I'm going
to
tell you, I'm going to tell you guys my take. Seriously, I was the first person to walk this with the guy. There was not supposed to be that black stuff on this side. That they did. Just because they got it from somewhere. It was not part of it.
Yeah, it wasn't. I was surprised.
It was not part of the grant.
Yeah.
this was a grant, and the grant specifically said this, this, and this. The mm-hmm. fence was not part of the grant. Mm-hmm. The county had to chip in for that. So a lot of the stuff you guys are talking about, we've talked about from the very beginning, but the grant would not allow it. And grants are very, I've had grants that tell you you can't use this for postage. That's how specific they can be. And I agree with you all, it made no sense. But this, all this stuff on the side, what is it called, the repurposed? I don't know why that got there. That was not part of it. They did it because they were nice. It
keeps the dust down. That's
yeah, but it wasn't part of the original plan.
Some of that was ours.
Of it was, but they added a lot. I watched them. I was like, you go. Yeah, they added a lot. They added all the way down and a lot. But that was not part of it. That was something I believe they had access to and just chose to do it.
But the pretty gravel that they put down, my husband wasn't able to run his automatic chair through it. It was not as good as the black stuff. So if you could mix that black stuff in that white stuff, that'd be awesome.
There's a reason it's divided. I don't know what it is. I think I might know, but that's just my opinion. I think there's a legal reason they have to have the divide. Because I'm going to tell you, years ago when I said, can we get this paved, that is an extension of the street. They said DOT has... Department of Transportation is the one that does the roads. They told me they have to approve that. They have to do that. So these people had to leave the blank, I think, because of that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And then we noticed, too, this is the first time we've been in a mobile chair like this, but there needs to be a curb for them to get over to the community center from the ball field. So he had to sit on that side where all the tents were and not be able to get to the food area. Because we couldn't go down the gravel because you get stuck to go down to the road to come up past that red curve.
Okay, I'm going to suggest, because you're the one that has the details to this, I will give you my email, my county email. If you type it up and send it to me, I will forward it on to the necessary people. I'm not saying it's going to get done, but we'll send it to
you.
Yeah, and that's something that I believe we'll have to... The whole budget thing, you know, it might not happen right away, but if it gets on the list. But since you have the details.
Yeah. Like we said, we never knew how hot it was until you're in one, you know, so it's all good.
No, I don't. Any other questions?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
Do other county parks leave their facilities, their restrooms open?
No, not all of them.
Is there any legality that we've looked into?
The problem is because the legality comes from what goes on in them.
Leaving them open all night, are we open all night?
Oh, that's why we said, yes, in the county they do it sometimes. There are some parks, if you look, don't even have doors, which I won't use those bathrooms. I don't like, I mean, you walk in and it's just an entrance into the bathroom. Anybody could come in. County, it's based on the park and the activity. I know what you're saying about leaving them all night, but they don't open and close them in Vegas. They're either opened or closed, one of the two. Nobody's going to come, because theoretically, our parks are open till 10 or 11. Nobody's going to drive over at 10 or 11 and lock them and come at 9 in the morning, and the same in Vegas. But that's why if it doesn't go well, we'll just shut them back down.
Yeah, maybe we can look at requesting to put TPS locks on there, time locks on the doors.
They don't do it in Vegas, so I don't know. I'm just saying. I understand what you're saying, but they'd rather just lock them, is what I've been told.
Thank you.
I'll give you my email, because I don't know what kind of locks you're talking about.
Yeah.
And if you send that to me.
Security's my world, so.
Yeah, if you send that to me. I will forward it on.
I think that's a good idea.
I just don't want to try to come up with the verbiage.
You got it.
Perfect.
Nice.
One more thing. If your kids are playing on that blue slide, if something slides down the slide, it will not go through. There's a block. So don't let your kids play with their cell phones on that blue slide. It took this girl 2.5 hours to get her. Gary couldn't get it out. Akahi couldn't get it out. Almost 2.5-3 hours to get it out. So don't let your kids play over there with their cell phones or stuff.
Maybe we'd have them put a
I've talked to the county. And
there's something in there.
Yeah, I've talked to the county, and they're going to address it.
She slid, her cell phone slid down the slide.
Yeah, you know how slides normally are opened at the end, and so, and the slide, actually, the under it is just like this.
Right.
Somebody kicked her phone, and it went down the underneath the slide and went into the cubby, but there's no opening for it to slide all the way through.
There's like a cavity, and it just kind of, like,
it was in the hollow part of the slide. Yeah.
I heard about that.
So just, you know, spread that word too, because that would, that girl was in tears. She was afraid to go home.
But,
so we good?
Have all the kids leave their cell phones in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not there to.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now that you just said that, that's a signage. No phones on the playground, blah, blah, blah. Is there any signage for no bicycles? No signage for motorcycles? I didn't see any on the fence.
Are they not allowed to have bicycles on that walking path?
The thing is, I think they were totally in the know that they could ride on that trail.
Yeah,
I think they can with bikes.
I think they can with bikes.
Okay, is there anything for the motorcycles and the e-bikes?
On the sign today, it stated that keep vehicles in vehicle-designated areas. The verbiage is very loose. Today, I nearly got ran over by a mini bike, a little bike on that.
Yeah, I mean, a bicycle, I feel like, I know, but I'm saying a bicycle, I feel, is acceptable, but if it has a motor.
Yeah, it's got a motor, electric, or gas, it shouldn't be that.
Right. Well, I mean, electric, I feel, I don't know, because my dad goes down there with Nay, but, you know, he's responsible. He's not going to go 35 miles an hour and barrel over people, so. Right.
This was a mom holding her two-year-old on her
lap. Right.
Zoom.
Where's Metro?
Did
Metro left.
Teresa, did you get that?
That's so big.
Okay. So we got a report from our Clark County Administrative Service.
Okay. I just need a cheat sheet.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, all. My name is Michelle Barrett. I am the liaison for Commissioner April Becker here for District C. And thank you all for being here tonight. I have a few things to kind of go over. Thank you, Jamie, for letting me, well, Jamie's, but for letting me borrow your newsletter. We have our copies of our newsletter right over there. If you do not receive this already in your email, which then we can save the paper, you can scan this fabulous page right here. It says scan me and sign up for that for this newsletter, and you'll get all the news that's fit to print every single month. As you've heard, first and foremost, congratulations. I wish Brent was here tonight. To everyone who had a part in the park and the fantastic opening that transpired. Even Mother Nature cooperated with a beautiful day. And thank you all for making it a success. A few bumps that we hear, but you know what? We'll get through those. Exactly. We'll get through those and get everything squared away. So thank you all for that, because it was very exciting. Who had a corn dog?
Good.
Who had lumpia?
I had lumpia.
Nice. Okay, just a reminder, if there are issues that do come in, you can report them through Clark County Fix It. There's the app or the website that you can go on to. You can upload pictures. Encourage you to take pictures. Make sure to include an address, because that gets it really clear for what is happening and where. Signage, talking about signage, I've reached out to NDOT following up on his Mario being out here and making his presentation, especially with the incident that transpired within the last week and a half. And so they are working on additional signage for warning for animals that could be here in the road. Signage in regard to 95 and McFarland. And the turning lane, I'm still waiting to hear back. I followed up with them again. And then also the new welcome sign. There was some discussion via an email, and I'm waiting for clarification on something that was indicated. They're waiting for approval from the TAB. So I was like, not sure what that means. So we're getting that squared away. Next thing, the neighborhood protection overlay. They are looking to schedule a meeting. I talked to Jamie today. We're looking for either the end of February or the first week in March. We're checking for a weeknight that will not have a school activity, so that we'll have everybody hopefully available to come, offer their feedback on the neighborhood protection overlay. And so that is, if you remember, there was a presentation back in October?
November.
November.
No, it was October because of the spooktacular, I think.
Yeah. So. Okay. And they did a very generic, this is what we're looking to do. It was a conversation that the commissioner had the first meeting we were here about how to protect some of the area here so that there's not building. And so they're going to go into that a little bit more in depth and are looking for the feedback from the community on their, looking for your feedback.
What's the timeline on that, Michelle, for them?
What do you mean?
When do they plan on meeting?
As she said, end of February, beginning of March. We're just waiting for some confirmation. I reached out to the school to make sure there's no conflicting schedules. And I was going to reach out to Tracy to make sure there was no events, which I don't think that there is based off of the report tonight. But
and can we call that a master plan for rural Indian Springs?
Yeah, neighborhood protection overlay, yeah, the master plan.
I mean, really, that's what we deserve, and I'm glad they're going to do that. Thank you.
But you do need, once you get a date, you need to check with her because we do have programs in the Girl Scouts.
I'm going to check with her beforehand so that we can make sure there's no.
Because I don't know when they've decided for Girl Scouts and.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of fun things. I love it. Let me see here. Kudos to the food pantry. It's amazing. And so for all of you ladies that put that together every single week, I know I put a post on my Facebook page on it as a shout out. And I know the commissioner is looking to come back and bring some special guests with.
We're very thankful to Celestial Manna that helps us put this together.
I would say, and Casey and I connected, so I sent her the link for the OAG grant and everything, so hopefully we'll see what happens. And so the park opening. Any questions? Yes?
Have you looked into the DMV kiosk?
I have to, you know what? I had to check because DMV runs under the state, not under the county. So I need to follow up again. So thank you for the reminder on that one. And yes, Ms. Jamie.
Did you see a copy of the letter of the person disgusted with how Indian Springs code enforcement doesn't do their job?
Yes, I brought that to the meeting last month.
Okay, and I missed it because I came late. And code enforcement was out here this week with their flashing blue lights doing their thing. So my question is, they are probably going back and looking at their file of old files before.
Old complaints.
The old complaints. Mm-hmm. So is there any way that they can, that we can see documented how many sightings that they did?
Is there any record of that?
There is record. It's called a cella. It's internal. I don't know if it's external. But I think it must be because I have people that come to me and they're like, oh, yeah, they've been cited for this and this.
What
and this.
Is it?
So it's called a cella. But I don't
Could
know if that's specifically.
That?
It's A-C-C-E-L-A. But let me check on that.
Okay.
Where available.
That makes accountable, you know, shows that they're accountable for what they've done. Basically, it's what the person was complaining about, that they're not being accountable. Even when they do make a sighting, there's no follow-up. So
that's why we asked it to go through Clark County Fix It, because then
yeah.
it does have
that's
a
right.
record.
That's right.
It is assigned a case number.
Mm-hmm.
And, pardon?
It says it's a citizen portal.
A citizen's portal?
That's what this says.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep looking.
Okay. So that's why. So then, it has documentation
yeah,
as
there's
well.
There's been people that have been cited
so.
5 times. It just has to be. It's a constant out here. It has to be done. It's a constant.
Okay. Let me find out more on that. But yeah, the letter was received and
it was quite interesting. You knew they weren't from here for long because they said it was City of Las Vegas. We're not City, we're County. But other than that,
True.
It was very tactful. I thought it was very well written.
And then anybody that didn't get one of our fabulous reflective bands.
Wonderful.
Okay, we've got more of them here. I'm going to leave. I heard that Tracy was also looking to start like a walking group, so
yes.
I'm going to leave these with you, or if anybody would like one.
Yes.
Put on horses,
oh,
too.
I thought that was a question. I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Well, and ironically,
mine doesn't like wearing anything.
There were two people walking.
She's prissy.
And everybody wears black.
Mm-hmm. I literally was going to stop and open my window and like hand them to them. And
yeah.
I was like, I can barely see them. So please, yes.
I've almost hit people twice.
Yes. I was going to say so. But that wouldn't have made a great entrance for me tonight.
Okay,
that's so, yes, good question.
You did mention the open grazing signs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked DOT for years to take these down, move them out a few miles.
And you said it even when Mario was here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we did lose a motorcyclist.
Mm-hmm. But we want to add burrows to the sign now.
Yeah. Well, that's what she's talking about
open
is adding, yeah,
yeah,
open grazing.
That's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can use that death as a big push to get them to do something. Mm-hmm.
And then the equestrian signs for up here,
huh?
Right?
Beautiful.
For the park.
No,
yeah, for
up here, because there's a lot of ranch properties and horses that up to just this back half. Jamie brought that up on the October meeting.
What they'll do is they'll request us to, you know, cross at an intersection. Just secure a car.
I know she
you
had a
right.
whole list for him.
Yeah, she did. That she gave him, I think.
We're still.
She did. I was going to say, I have a photo of it, too. Any other questions?
I have a request that I told my lovely 7-year-old I would convey for her since she couldn't be here.
Okay.
She asked if there was any way that we could schedule, and I don't mean a traditional community cleanup. She would like to see a group of volunteers picking up trash around the town.
There you go.
And she said she would love to be a part of it.
Can I input on that?
Sure.
Years ago, a lot of times we would incorporate and get with the coaches,
mm-hmm.
and the coaches would have their team, their kids do it.
That's a good idea.
That, you know, it that's you
community
know,
service. And
yeah,
they have their scholarship.
Yep,
application.
Yep, that's what we used to do.
And then I thought maybe you could have a sign-up sheet for volunteers that might do a block a year. You know. Take care of a certain block, so a family could sign up to volunteer to clean up certain blocks. Like your family could take care of Winston Lane East, you know, something like that. So it's just, if people could sign up and volunteer, that's a good option.
I'm going to just throw this out there. I think that's an internal community thing.
Yeah.
I just told my daughter I would do it. She was very excited.
I think that's an internal community thing. You know, so maybe I don't do Facebook. I mean, I know I'm on there, but you know, I never talk. That might be a place to throw it out there. But for kids, I think sports is a good
that's
place.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I want to thank, I believe, our senior that's here again tonight. Please encourage your fellow students to come with you. You know, I know that was something that was put
yeah.
out there, so we'd love to see more of you here and involved. So it makes a difference. You get to hear what's going on and see how things work and how things get done. You know, so fruition, you saw from, you know, the parks to for the groundbreaking to what we have now. So kind of just see how things work. Last but not least, Mr. Dean. I learned through Facebook that it was your birthday on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
We threw you a party, and anybody that's available to stay afterwards, I have some sparkling cider to celebrate
Aww.
Mr. Dean's birthday and our 1 year together. So we're going to
yep.
Okay? Thank you. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you for letting
me know that. I just have a question about that, Ben. Community Development Advisory Committee.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I had sent you the applications. Had you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you needed to fill them out and submit them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we are on general business overview of the bylaws. Okay, is that just between us right now?
Bylaws.
Can I read this whole thing?
You can.
to review it very quickly. Basically, the only thing we need to check and make sure is if the dates of our meetings are still correct.
We looked over the calendar last week.
We did, but bylaws are different than the calendar. So this is just stating that our bylaws state that our meetings are on, let me see here, I think it says, here we go, oh yeah, here we go. It's on, it's Article 5, meetings, all meetings shall be held at the Indian Springs Community Center, 715 Greta Lane, commencing at,
7:30,
it should be 6:30. Yep. So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I will put that as a note. I think that's the
regular meetings of advisory board should be held no less than once per quarter at the place, day, and hour set forth in Section A and B above.
The rest of it is pretty boilerplate and standard.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was right there. Anything else on that one?
While they're reading it, I'm going to read Article 2 just for the towns. The purpose of this advisory board is pursuant to Article 269-576 and County Code Chapter 3.30 is to assist the Board of County Commissioners in governing the unincorporated town of Indian Springs by acting as a liaison between the residents of the town and the Board of County Commissioners, and to advise the Board of County Commissioners on matters of importance to the area and its residents. That's the purpose of people sitting up here doing this. And it's in the Bible. This came up some time ago, so I just wanted to read it to the public. Okay? And we're all volunteers.
So you're not charged?
I'm old, sorry, and I wouldn't in my walk in you, bro. It comes natural. What can I say? Yes, we need to approve this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with the exception of...
The time.
The time.
Okay.
So, are we all in?
I second.
You second? Okay. Ayes?
Aye.
Okay, we all approve. No names. All right, our next meeting is February 12th.
Oh, wait. We have to do comments by the public.
Oh, is there any comments? Excuse me.
You have to read it, though. I don't know.
Anybody got comments?
Can you please step up to the podium, sir?
Say your name, spell your name.
Hi, my name's Guy, a.k.a. Ty, Assistant Chief for the Indian Springs Fire Department. Just a compliment to the Parks and Rec Commissioner. Every day I've went up there, there's been way more people up there, and they stay all day. So that place is very busy now.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. And thank you very much. It's been a big blessing.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty cool.
And if there's no other comments, we'll call the meeting, and it is February 12th for our next week. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Perfect. Getting adjourned.
Board.
And anybody would like to have a little...
It's kind of a lump sum.
There we go.
Ooh.